is contamination. That's why when a person is diseased, you find so many extra chemicals in his body. So, a diseased person produces extra substance. Not that chemicals are the agents for his life. I understand. When the living entity is pure, when he becomes impure, these chemicals are produced out of. Exactly. When a man becomes contaminated, infected from the teeth, he finds so many extra germs and chemicals in his body. So, these extra chemicals, germs, are not responsible for his living condition. Because he is living, because in an awkward condition, that's what these things have been produced by.
How about the normal chemicals? How about the normal chemicals?
Normal chemicals must be. You know, the whole world, the material world is made of chemicals. So, whenever you see the chemicals in different elements, they are present. You cannot see but him because you have no eyes to see this home. So you simply see the chemicals which is produced by this home.
Sometimes these chemicals reflect anything you give for some time. When it is decomposed, you find so many chemicals.
Excellent. So, now, they are mistaken. The chemicals are not effects. If they are effects, they are not cause. When a thing is decomposed, it finds so many effects. The summer point is, because the thing is decomposed, so many chemicals have come out. Not that, on account of this chemical system. A dead body. A dead body. Not that because the chemicals have come, therefore it is dead. No. Because the body is dead, therefore so many chemicals have been produced.
Try to convince this rascal like that. You are seeing the extra chemicals.
They are not cause, they are effects. Sometimes when a rascal cannot understand two things, which is cause and which is effect, they misunderstand effect as cause and cause as effect. That is imperfect. Division. Taking the effect as cause. All basic principle of the knowledge is mystery, illusion, on account of impartial senses and achieving. On account of impartial senses, they cannot understand what is cause and what is effect. And without knowledge, they have become teachers, and they are not teachers, but cheaters. You
everything is chemicals are natural products. If the environment is not favorable to the soul,
yeah, that's why the
chemicals.
Yeah. On account of the environment, these chemicals are produced. This is the impression. When the man is beneath the environment has changed, other extractive chemicals come from. It is the environment. That one point is the environment is the cause. You cannot produce in the laboratory because the environment is different. Unless you find out a dead body, that chemical you cannot manufacture. How can we find out the chemicals of that body in this body? Good afternoon. Yes. when the chemical is produced, without permit, and there is no chemistry. Cause is the permit. That's because you cannot understand it. Goes to fight in fact now. What is the cause?
They want to stop spread of communism.
Yes. Similarly, now America has to do the same thing to stop demonism. Then your nation will be leader. You understand. You have trust in God. Now it is your business to trust in real God and work for Him. You cannot, I have explained already, you cannot stop communism. You have to stop humanism. That is your real view. Communism is another type of demonism. So if you remain a demon, so what is the use of stopping another demon? The same example. Stool, the upside is dried up. You cannot say. And because it is up size, up stool, it is better size. The stool is two. Where a teeth are no food. That's all right. He cannot make the condition of the world better by this leg. Professor Kotovsky, he has said that there must be revolution. I was talking of authority.
So the authority you must have to accept. So he said that authority is accepted after revolution.
After revolution?
Because I said about authority. So this is fast. Now in Russia, the authority was the Tsar. Now after the Bolshevik revolution, Lenin became authority. That was his work. I say that we have to accept what authority. That you cannot say. That he said that yes, that I accept. But authority has to be changed by revolution. And yes, we accept that. But when you come to subconsciousness authority, then there is no more necessity of change. Janglam khasa apagamalapam mannati nāti tatha. Everyone is trying to achieve the greatest profit. So, when he gets Krishna, he is satisfied. No more profit. Final profit. Janglam khasa apagamalapam mannati nāti. There is no more necessity of revolution. Because that is the ultimate peaceful condition. So, if you do not come to the ultimate condition of peace, then this revolutionary method will go on, continue. There is no cessation of the revolution. That is my illusion. I am thinking by going a few steps, my rest, I will get the water. But there is no water at all. It is simply illusion. And as soon as you go a few steps forward, you see that the water has gone away. Again, few steps forward. You go again you see, this is going. So animals, they go forward after the mileage. But a sensible man, he knows that this is not water. It appears like water, but it is not water. Therefore, we are making revolution, changing one authority from another. But you do not know they are not authority. Real authority is Krishna. That is it. Therefore, this revolution or matter. We are thinking that from this evil to that evil, that there are strange revolution. So, when people are not happy, still there is unhappiness. Similarly, Bolshevism, we have seen practically in Moscow. Nobody is happy. They cannot be happy. This is my so the real happiness is Krishna. That's the Krishna. Chemical evolution also. It is also Maya. They are thinking by further improvement. This is why you are thinking. Almost come to the point. That almost coming to the point, that will continue. will never come to Rupa. This is the problem. Never come to the right.
Intelligence.
There is a Bengali word. Vacation. One who is intelligent, he is seeing the things, he is understanding. Oh, the consequence of such action is it. So, and another man is so fooled, unless he is actually in that position, he will not learn. One is learning by seeing only. And another is learning by actually being in that position. So who is intelligent?
One who is learning by seeing.
Yes. Knows that these material things, it has got a beginning and it has got an end. In every day we see them. Even with our body, we see that it has the beginning and it has an end. I've seen my father was born and he died. So I am also born. I will also die. My son is also born. My son will die. This is real experience. But if somebody says that I shall not die, we are trying to become immortal. So that is foolish. That is foolish. By experience, from time immemorial, historical reference, there is no such thing as immortality. But if somebody says, by chemical evolution, we shall become immortal. That human life is meant for actual knowledge or ultimate knowledge. But these rascals are checking that knowledge. That means the prerogative of human life is being denied to the human society. So, this kind of hindrances should be stopped either by soliciting or even by force. Because the human society is being ruined. These things have to be stopped. Therefore, I was inquiring why Amrita was asked to stop communism. But that's how from stopping we will not make any solution. We have to stop demoniac civilization. Then, the human society will be happy and in normal condition.
Yes,
find what demoniac civilization is, then no one will support it because they'll see that they are themselves are demons.
Yes. Because that demon, we cannot understand. Just like one Christian priest went to some water mine, coal mine. So he was describing that if you do not worship Lord Jesus Christ, he'll go to hell. So they asked, what is hell? So when he began to describe, it is always wet, it is dark, there is no sufficient air, so on so. They could not understand what is hell, because they are already in the hell, in the mind. They could not make any distinction that darkness is a very horrible thing. Similarly, these demons, they cannot understand what is demon. Asuri bhava mātri. What is that asuri bhava? Not to accept God. This is asuri. This is demon. This is the basic principle of God. Everyone is trying to deny God. That's why they are demon. So who was telling that the medical man is authority?
That's what people believe. They more trust the medical man than they do with anything else.
Yes. But medical man also does not understand what is that thing missing which makes his body dead. And still he is placing himself as authority, as scientist, as man, as superior. That is the one. He cannot accept if the man is dying, he is applying his scientific processes. What is called that gas? Oxygen gas. And other injections. And in spite of doing all these things, he finds at the moment that the man is dead. And when you ask him that in spite of your own scientific appliances, why the man is dead? And still he has become a priest. That this man cannot explain that in spite of all his efforts, scientifically, the man is dead. Now what will he answer? He has seen his all kinds of scientific appliances and applied, but the man is dead. Now let me explain why the man is dead. Can you explain?
Satisfaction
or not satisfaction? What will he answer? What will he say?
Yeah, are you sure that it is about his means?
Therefore you are a fool. Why are you becoming an authority?
So you said that I have tried my best.
That's all right. That means you do not know. The child also tries his best. But he cannot do that. That's not meaning he becomes authority.
You would say that there needs to be certain conditions.
What is that condition?
For the absence of life.
No. Certain conditions, that is vague. You say, what is that condition? But anywhere else.
Electrical charge in the heart.
Good. Electricity is there.
Well, they're able to take some people, their heart is stopped, they seem to be dead, they inject electrical nodes in the heart, and they bring them back to life.
Back to that one.
Life continues.
Whatever.
No.
Yes. Yeah. He's dead. Why is that? What is that condition? If you say chemical condition, now which has changed, if you say the chemical condition has changed, we reply, no chemical condition has changed. So produce life, no chemical condition has changed. Because life will come out immediately. So many germs and worms will come out. So when the chemical condition of producing life is changed, how can you say? But that life is not that. That Mr. John, his life is not that. Therefore he is an individual soul. Otherwise, the chemical condition is there. Otherwise, how these germs and worms are coming? But Mr. John is not coming. That was his conclusion, that this is individual soul. He has gone, but he is not coming. But other living beings are coming out.
What is the condition of the soul, innumerable souls in the body, like the cells, all are living cells.
Yeah.
These have all contained individual souls.
Yeah.
So what these are individual souls are doing to support the bigger soul?
They are living individuals. Just like there are many germs in your stool. Because the stool is there, they're living. That is their perfect condition of living.
Yes, sir.
But that germ has nothing to do with this individual soul, Mr. John. They say, I am living, you are living. But we are all independent, different souls. They are living in their own condition, you are living in your own condition. But when you go to your office to work, you find so many others are also working. But that does not mean they are dependent on your working or you are dependent on their own. But the condition is like that.
But it looks like I am the proprietor of this soul.
No. You are not proprietor. Nobody is proprietor. You are put into that condition.
What is this?
By God. Real proprietor is God. You are simply placed in that condition. That's all. That is your dependence on the condition offered by God.
But just like in the office, the boss is working and there are different clerks, there are secretaries helping him.
That's what the boss is, the chief man. He's giving work, you like this, you are like this, you are like this, you are like this.
So I am the boss.
But you are not boss. You are also one of the workers.
You are a main worker.
So
I am talking about the relationship between my so many individual souls, the self, and my spirit soul.
Relationship, wherever you go, there is some relationship. That is interrelationship is already there. I am walking on this fence. If I was some relationship, this fence would have been stopped. I could not walk. So the relationship is there already. Internal. But what is the central relationship? That is what? You know. That is what?
But when the self, myself in the body, they are not working, my soul goes away. But what? So long as I am here.
Your theory that because the cells were working, the man was living. That is your theory. But our theory is that because you are there, the cells are working. That is our theory. Because the soul was there, therefore the cells are working. But you take, that I have already explained, you take the cause as effect, and effect as because you have no sufficient knowledge. Therefore, the illusion. You take the cause and effect, or effect as cause. You do not know what is the cause and what is the effect.
But the doctors, they can say, oh, this man has disease of the blood, he will die in 6 months.
Well, that is experience. Suppose if I can say that if you go 100 feet, they will fall in the water. Is that very good scientific knowledge. It is a personal experience.
So it is still so
bad. Why do you think it is wonderful? Oh. He said that if it is 100 years, you'll fall in the water. Now I've fallen in the water. That is your foolishness. Any fool can say like that. He must have little experience. That is not very wonderful. Neither is his creation by him. Very experience.
Then they could say, well, if we can cure this
one physician in Dhaka. He was mourning, he was washing his feet, face. So one man was going and he was stopping. So he asked that man, come here, where you are going? So he was cultivated, I am going to the sea. So he said, better go home, don't go to the sea. So he was a respectable physician. So he went back. So his students asked, how is that you asked him to go home? So he testifies, so you do not know, but he's cutting into the sound, is like that, he died after 8 hours. It is experience. The student did not know. But he could understand suffering under certain sound. It means death after certain sound. And that's Kabir can tell. When my father died, the Kabir said, now he can prove it actually, because he'll die before next morning. He said, and actually, so he said me this at 10, 11 o'clock. And he said him that before next morning, he's done. That is achieved. If you say after 20 days, the month of January is coming, the child cannot understand how father said that 20 days after January is coming. But it is better experience only that one can say, today is 10th and after 20 days, that's January. Everything is experience. A supreme experience exists. Therefore, if we receive experience from Him, then our experience becomes perfect. This is our purpose. To find the both of my body, you have boss of your body in the sense that you can utilize your body in any manner you like. So much. But there are other conditions which is beyond your. Suppose, when so long you are living, you can utilize your body, your senses, to understand the ultimate goal of life. But you cannot utilize your life in such a way that you will never die. That is not possible.
So I am controlled also?
Yes. I don't understand. You are controlled all it. You are walking. This is also control. At any moment, you can be paralyzed. At any moment.
So even I am not the boss of my body then?
None. That is said, why don't you read Bhagavad Gita? प्रतिचक्रियमाणानि गुणीकर्माणि सर्वे अहंकार विमु आत्मा कर्ता हम इति मन्यते. He is being fooled by the earth, by material nature, but he is rascal thinking that I am the boss. This is explained in the Pratitakriyamanai. Did you not read this? Pratitakriyamanai. Gunai karmani sarva. Ahankara bhimura. Bhakta in false devotees. He is thinking that he is boss. That is illusion. He is not boss, but he is thinking he is boss. Ahankara bhimura. One who is thinking that I am boss, he is ahankara by false devotism and being a rascal, he is thinking like. And because everyone is under that impression, therefore we say generally rascal. Rascal. People may be amazed why the gentleman says everyone that. Pratitikyaman Vimuratma, Bhagavad Gita says, anyone who is thinking that he is boss, is a rascal. By this double chief, that he wants to stop the action of prakriti. That is his Guru's sense. That is not possible. You cannot become boss of the prakriti. You are under prakriti. The boss of prakriti is Krishna. I have heat. Dhinesanga asta sadasa janma janishu. You are getting different types of bodies on account of your association with the different modes of materialism. Why one soul has got this body, dog's body, and why one soul has got a human body? Everything is being done by prakriti, by nature. Now, in this human form of body, you get that discrimination. What should I do? If you act like cat and dog in this life, then you are missing the time. You do not take advantage of the power of discrimination. Bhagavad Gita says, Dehantaram, another body one gets. So another body, and next body I can get, this dog's body. But you have, in human form of life, you have got the discriminating power not to get the dog's body, but you can get the body of a god. That you can see. Now, see, our discrimination, whether I am going to get a dog's body or God's body, that you can do. This is human form of body. A dog cannot. He has no that discrimination power. But you can. So if you do not do that, then you are missing the opportunity. This is the birth. Anywhere you like, you can go. If you utilize your this human body properly.
You should also just see the responsibility of the government to protect people from having to take dog body.
Yes, that is the government's duty. That the citizen may not degrade. And that is government's duty. Now, just like if mother thinks that his children have come under my protection, I must see they get proper education and make advancement as well. It is the father's duty. And if the father thinks let him go to hell, that's all. That now his fathers are being like that. That is not father's duty. Similarly, government's duty is that the citizen must make progress. But they do not know what is meant by progress, what is the aim of life. They do not know their demonic. How they will die. They think like that kind of dog, if you get fatty and you can eat more, then your life is but their thinking is very poor. Simply physical. Then they think that is success. But he does not think that physical, as an elephant has physical strength so much. The tiger has physical strength so much. But what is the use of that? Apparently it is an animal. But they are thinking like that. If you get strength like an elephant or like tiger, then you're like this. They think like that. Because they do not know what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. The dog does not know what is the aim of life. But even if I say that this is the aim of life, he will not understand because the body is different. But a human being can understand. Therefore, there are so many books of knowledge. So, if they do not get proper knowledge, that means they are missing the point. So long one does not come to the point of understanding the spirit soul. Whatever he is being defeated. Because the main point is missing. Like cats and dogs, he is accepting this material body as self. And he is walking on that platform. Therefore his life is being spoiled. Vision is to save human being from being spoiled like an angel. That is our mission. The better humanitarian world.
He's given us free will to choose or reject the godly life. Should the government take away that free will of whether they choose to...
No, that free will is not to be given. It is already there. Rather, Krishna says, he has given free will, but his personal advice is, I am now talking to you, the most confidential word, sarva guhyatama. You stop your so-called free will, just surrender to me. This is the most confidential. If you surrender to me, that is good for you. But if you go on keeping your free, you'll not be happy.
Very often.
This is very also free will. When you walk onto the Krishna platform, you serve Krishna with free will. Not that you become a stone. There is free will. That's why our devotees are addressing Krishna nicely. Is there no free will? If they're cooking for Krishna, is there no free will? The free will is there. The Mahamadi philosopher said, the Buddha philosopher said, that if you stop this free will, then you will become happy. But our proposition is not to stop free will, but purify free will. Purify. Not stop these eyes. Just if it is suffering from cataract, cure that cataract. Keep the eyes. And their proposition is get out these eyes and throw it. Then there will be no more seeing what is right and wrong. That is their proposition. This is means no speciality, no variety. That is Nirvishaya. And Shunya, zero. When it is zero, then there is no question of right and wrong. The our philosophy is not that. There is no zero, and there is no variety concept. There is, but it's purified. Tatparatena nirmalam. Nirmalam is purified. The whole process is to purify everything. We don't want to stop. That is not our proposition. They cannot find out any solution. Therefore, they want to make stop. Stop this business. Suppose the business is not going very nicely. It is going at loss. Somebody says, close it. But one experienced man comes, why should he close? All right, I can do it properly, you get profit. So who is better? One by disappointment, he says, close this business, there is no profit. And another man says, no, don't close it. We shall make you profit, we shall show you profit. Just manage it properly. This is our problem. We don't say that stop all this materiality. No. Just do it properly so that you get real profit and real benefits. Very often. Don't want to make it zero. No. Why can't I make it zero? You can be doing just like there is business, but the worker, the assistant, they have no idea who is the culprit. So everyone is doing something taken pocket, something is taken pocket, is pocket. So how the business is gone? Nice. That is being done. Everyone is rascals. They have no idea who is the proprietor of this world. So they are doing it in a nonsensical way. Therefore they conceive. The business is not profitable. But if they accept, no, the real proprietor is such and such gentleman, so he wants to do work like this, then the business will be profitable. Everyone is thinking that he is proprietor. So how this business will prosper? This is the position. Everyone is thinking that he is the proprietor. He forgets that he is worker. He is not proprietor. That is a mistake. Therefore business is mismanaged. And there is no profit. Simply chaos. That is the position. Bhagavad Gita. Voktaram Guptavatam Sarvalokamaheshwaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Yattavam Shanti Vikshati. If you want to stop this chaotic condition, then accept me that I am the enjoyer and proprietor of this whole world. And I am your real friend. Let the business be done on my account. To take your right salary, you be happy, and there will be no chaotic condition. But here the position is that everyone is thinking for pleasure, and as far as possible, he is taking all the money, and other is starving. He is not getting his salary even. So he also, because he is weak, he cannot steal. There was a strong man, he's stealing. Then fight, they try this chaotic condition of the petrol. The Arabians thinking that I'm the proprietor, I shall give it to the Americans. Thing is there, but it's chaotic only. Because they do not accept the proprietor is God. That is the difference. How you can give freedom for stealing? Stealing freedom means punishment, everything. If I give you freedom, yes, whatever you like, you have gone stealing. That means next stage is your punishment. But that is where you are.
They will say that proprietor says it is a
letting. Huh? Yes, it is letting. Letting means your servant, you must satisfy by your service to the proprietor and get your nice salary and be happy. Tena tattena bhundita. Whatever he gives, you accept and be happy. That is Isha Upanishad. You don't try to encroach upon others. You receive from the proprietor your emolument or your reward and be happy. That is Isha Upanishad. Isha Vasamidam Satvam. Everything is God's property. You take your care. You have got right. Just like your father and his son. There are 10 sons. Everyone has got the right to share the property of the father, but as the father gives, not that I take out the whole property and others, brothers may starve. That is not allowed. That is criminal. Here in the material world, everyone has come to get the best profit without considering profit for others. Others may go to hell. Others, let them go to the slaughterhouse. I must satisfy my son. That is material. So why you are slaughtering other living entities? I don't care. I want to eat. That's all. So you have to pay for that. You cannot put others into difficulty because God is equally merciful to everyone. But you don't care for God. Therefore you do physically whatever you like. So you are putting yourself in difficulty. Beautiful. Therefore, without God's consciousness, nobody is qualified. Nobody is qualified. Everyone is damned, condemned. My mental speculation
to simply prolong his material existence. That's all. And that is trouble. Material existence, well, that is the dog is. Material existence, it is a standard of suffering, but he does not know under the reason. He is thinking that I am very happy. Everyone is thinking that I am very happy. But he is in condemned condition. You see, he is eating food, living in a filthy place, but he is getting fat because he is thinking, he is very happy. This is called illusion. You are thinking, oh, what a nasty condition. This animal is eating school and living in a filthy place. But he is thinking that he is very happy. Unless he thinks like that, he cannot live in that condition. That is called illusion. He does not know what is the actual high standard of happiness.
Highest standard of happiness, Srila Prabhupada, is simply to be in your association.
That's wrong, that's the darkness. That's wrong. This is high standard of happiness. They're trying to take everyone to that place. Said the piano in your country, but Dham, Paramam, Mamo. Next.
Actually, this soul has nothing to do with this anything, that is a world. But according to the environment, is creating certain material. I don't require liquor. But if I want to be intoxicated, that will be beneficial. So I am conditioned. This material body has made a condition. See, I create an environment. It is material. Therefore, these so-called hands, they have no eyes to see this thing. They take this material condition as the cause of the spirit. And then again, when they find that in spite of presence of this danger, the life is not there, they are giving them this. Yes, they are trying to improve. Therefore, they do not find the sense in the dead body. And the cells are also there in the dead body. Whatever it may be, they do not mind. Sense that the dead are, they do not find the cells, whatever it may be. But it was given to another life.
Because we are individual persons.
Yes. The master is not alive, therefore servants are not quite sad. They are with us. But you say that because the servants are there, the master is existing. Now the silence of everything is dead. Tell us, sir.
Actually, we have controlled every step.
Any step. Any one of these cars could crash into us. We'd not be able to.
Because as soon as it comes this, the law of control will be crashed. So, there is nature's control. And as soon as it goes against nature, it finishes.
Prabhupada told about the scientific
he was talking about all these materials he first spoke on.
Of course.
Scientific things were. Prabhupada means
food.
You don't say it in Prabhupada. So there are insects. Anyone who has a clear knowledge, the name of that, what is God, what is my existence, one who does not know all these things, is a Prabhupada. Illusion. He is falling in darkness. Therefore, whatever he is doing, it is evil. That is the principle. So many scientists, so many philosophers, politicians are engaged to bring in a better condition in the world. And they do. They can't make their voice. It's wonderful. One Mumbai is trying to excel another. Some imaginary forms, that's all. What benefits people in life of them? Simply waste of time, that's all.
We're making a lot of questions on the spot.
Huh?
If you were to ask, yeah.
But he borrowed the idea from Bhushan. His guru, not exactly guru, and his general whole four, he was going to a bus stop, Bau. But Bau is house. He got the idea of bus stop, but because he was not bus stop, he presented his idea. That is his because. Gradually, the depiction of the idea is God from the power.
Sounds such a popular in Bengal.
All over the world.
All of this. Even I sing some of these songs. This is in the
idea is not personalized.